since we launched in at the end of January or early February, uptake has been good. We have about 850 people registered already on the app. The need for this app arose through our joint policing committee here, and it was really to fight rural crime and crime prevention. And it solves a problem for the community in that, I suppose, the existing community text alert groups had a cost for community groups, in that every text that went out was a cost to the community group. And I suppose, to some extent, the guards were reluctant to send too many messages on that, in that it was passing on the cost to the community groups. Whereas now this is an app-based service, so the guards are sending out a greater amount of community crime prevention messages and alerts and information messages for people, which I suppose vulnerable people in our society can find that very reassuring, to know that the guards are keeping in touch with them and letting them know what's going on.
Now, for those people that download the app, it's not really like being involved in a WhatsApp group. You're not going to be polluted with updates every second of the day. It's a very, I suppose, a limited or a heavily edited amount of information that goes in through the communication channels here.
Yeah, and that was, we were very conscious of that. This is an alert. It's emergency alerts. So as you rightly said there, we're not going to be inundating people with messages. When a message comes out on this system, we want people to see it and heed it and act on it. So there's going to be guard the crime prevention alerts, severe weather alerts, water disruption notices, council alerts, you know, if there's a road closed or anything like that in an emergency situation. That's the sort of alerts we're going to be putting out on this app. There is a function in it where the local community alert group can send messages just to their people who are assigned to their group themselves. But again, we would advise people to use that sparingly, you know, because it's an alert-based system. So we want people to be honest and to see it just as, well, this is for emergency alerts. So we'd be conscious that people wouldn't be sending too many messages on it unnecessarily. And unlike WhatsApp, once somebody gets a message, they can't reply to it. You know, it's outgoing messages only. It's kind of a broadcast system more so than a to-and-fro messaging system.
The app itself can be downloaded from any of the usual places where apps can be got.
Yeah, for Android users, they'll get it on the Google Play Store. And for iPhone users, if they go to the Apple Store and if they search for Leitrim Alerts, download the app. Once you have it downloaded, you have to create an account, activate the account, and then log on. And once you're logged on, as alerts go out, you'll start getting them then at that point. So I suppose really, from a county council perspective, we would encourage as many people as possible to download the app, select their local community group, whatever group is nearest to them, and start getting these alerts, because it is a useful service. And I suppose, John, if I can just add there, I suppose it's not just for people in Leitrim. You know, if there are people along the county boundaries that want to know what's going on in Leitrim, people along the Sligo border or Roscommon border or on the Cavan side or Donegal side, they can download it too and connect to one of the groups in Leitrim, the nearest group to them in Leitrim, and they'll get the community alert notices for, say, especially with crime prevention things, where that may have an impact on their area. So we see it as being beneficial to people in Leitrim and indeed people, you know, who are bordering Leitrim. So download the app, really, is the message we'd be putting out there to people, you know.